You ought to make some noise in this house. Now, this is the 76th day of the year, and you're still breathing. And when I ask you, when I tell you ought to make some noise in this house, the word said make a joyful noise. Now, we're in March Madness time. And somebody been hollering at those games. And I believe you hollered louder than you did just then. And God deserves the greatest power. So let's cry it one more time. Hallelujah, you have to make some noise in this house. Anybody glad to be in the number? He could have left you in yesterday. But you ought to be glad he brought you over into today. Hallelujah. This is another day the Lord has made. And we ought to rejoice and be glad that he let you be in the day. Hallelujah. And if you're going to be in the day, you got to take everything that comes with the day. Amen. But I know you're tired. And ready to move on. Praise God. So we give glory and honor and praise to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has allowed us to come together one more time. We don't know whether this is our last time or not. So we ought to make the best of today while we have today. To our presider, Elder Green, and to Pastor Barrett, who shares the rostrum with us. Now, everybody else that's a preacher in the house, wave your hand. And praise God for all of you. Hallelujah. And if you're holding a position in your local church, wave your hand. Hallelujah. We praise God for you as well. Everybody else come under the position of layperson. So every lay member, wave your hand as well. I think everybody ought to be covered. Hallelujah. Everybody's special, everybody's precious, and everybody's somebody. Hallelujah. Everybody is important. Hallelujah. You are so special, you are an original. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, I am an original. And you can't find me nowhere else. Hallelujah. You were personally designed by the Master himself, God. That makes you very important. And if you're saved, you are royalty. Hallelujah. You are a royal priesthood. You are the child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news in the bad news world.
Anybody need some good news? Hallelujah. Our text today is in the book of Matthew and Luke. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Luke 9 and 23. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand near here, yielded spiritual man, mental man, physical man. We count them all but done. And we cast them into your care that you may use us for your glory and honor. Send a word. Word of enrichment, a word of enlightenment, a word of power, a word of wisdom, a word of spiritual hope and deliverance. Send a word of victory in the mighty name of your Son Jesus. Speak now to your congregation through this vessel as you speak to me, that a change will come back. By your word, this we ask in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Are we there? Now I'm going to need your help. So don't go to sleep on me. All right. Praise God. We already heard the word. Sister Stashawn mixed the ingredients to the cake. Brother Roya and the mind put it in the oven and baked it. I'm just going to put some icing on it. All right. From these scriptures we're reading, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Hallelujah. From Matthew, enter ye in at the strait gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth into life. And few there be that find it. Hallelujah. Anybody on the way to heaven? Well, it takes some things to go through in order for you to make it into the kingdom. We just don't get there in the kind of way. It calls for some sacrifice. In fact, the Bible says the bodies should be presented as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And this is just your reasonable service. Amen. So he's not asking you to do anything that you can't do. He's not asking you to do anything that impossible. because he's already fixed it and made it possible for you to make it in. Tell somebody the work has already been done. All you got to do is follow suit. You just can't do it your way, because there's only one way. And when you put your way, that makes it two ways. So you can't go to heaven doing things your way. You got to get an attitude change. We've been talking for the past 2 weeks, this is the third week, about attitudes and things that need to happen in our lives. The Bible tells us that when you became a child of the king, the old man passed away, and behold, all things have become new. That means everything about you. Some of us, all of us got the newness. We just didn't put them on. Because it also tells us to put on the new man. Pull off the old man. So God did what God was supposed to do. You didn't. God saved you. And he left you the garment to put on. And you know how it is. We get stuck on things that we got. And we get so comfortable, we don't want to pull it off. But God didn't call you to be comfortable. He called you from your comfort, call you into a world that's full of agony and pain. God didn't mean for you to pull up your sleeves and fight. Thank you, Deacon Warrior. But they call you to do like he did. Check yourself and make sure whatever you're doing, it is unto the Lord before you do it. You see, we don't want to put the whole garment on. We want to put part of it on. That part we don't like, we want to alter that by taking it out. But you can't do that. You got to put on the whole armor. Because any part missing makes you vulnerable to the deeds and the snares of the devil. We got to realize that this is not a pleasure trip, but it's a trip of hard trials and tribulation. But in God, we can do this. He can change everybody. Man, whoever he desires, he can change it. And he lived
But he left the power into your hand. He's not going to give you eternal life and make you live the way you're supposed to do to get it. It's a choice. You choose to accept what he done. You don't choose him because he chose you. But you choose to accept what the Lord has done. We want to patch up some things, but they don't work. You can't have old and new mixed together. You either put on the whole new garment or you keep it on the whole old garment. And some of us think we are all right because I'm doing some of the things and I ain't got there with other things. Tell your neighbor, you're there. You just got to accept it. You got to be willing to go where the master goes. There was a certain man that told Jesus at one occasion, Lord, I will go with you anywhere. I'll follow you. And Jesus replied to him, said, foxes have holes. The birds have a nest. But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Do you still want to go? Sometimes Jesus was homeless. He didn't have nowhere to lay his head. When they came to this world, he came homeless. Nowhere to be born. Had to be born in a stable. And then when he told his 70 to go, he told them, be careful, because I'm sending you out there as sheep among wolves. That ought to let us know that on this journey, everybody ain't gonna love me. On this journey, everybody ain't gonna treat me right. On this journey, I got some people that's looking like they say, acting like they say, hollering like they say. They all dressed up in sheep clothing. But inwardly, they're raving wolves. You got to learn how to deal with them. You got to know how to roll with the flow. We got to know when to bend and when to stand. We can't just be a rigid board all the time. Tell you something, your neighbor, you got to be flexible. If you're not flexible, you're going to break. And many of us break along the way. But you got to give up the things that are comfortable. Give up the way you act and talk sometimes. You got to give it up. You see, if your attitude ain't right, that means your mind is not right. because your attitude is your mind. You can't hide behind the fact that I've been this way. I was born this way. That was the old man. You're now a new person. Pull off that old garment and put on the new garment. I said I'm just going to put some ice on the cake. I'm sorry, I'm not going to be with you long. It's almost 1 o'clock. So I'm going to get on into it. You got to realize that this is a lonely journey. And the word said, try to enter into the straight gate, to the one that is narrow. Because the broad gate leads to destruction. You got to learn how to walk behind Jesus. And this going to give me, because I didn't give you a text, subject. Say, neighbor, you can't walk up what you're not on. Some of us trying to walk up to heaven on that broad road, walking up the King's Highway, but you're not on the highway. You got to do what the word said, to walk up the highway after Jesus. Because Jesus said, any man come after me, let him first deny himself. And that's why we're hung up there. We're trying to follow Jesus, fully dressed in self. We try to follow Jesus, doing it my way. But you don't have no way. Your way is the wrong way. Because the word said, there seemeth a way that's right unto man, but the end thereof is the way of destruction. Hallelujah. So you got to give up, hallelujah, your hatred. You don't call it hate. You say, I just don't seem to like them. Jesus said there's only two ways. You either love me or you hate me. No in between. Like is not in the category when it comes to applying it to people. Hallelujah. You love or you hate. Now, if you're walking up the King's Highway, hallelujah, you will forgive without them asking you to. Hallelujah, when you're walking up the King's Highway, things people do won't get you out of shape. Hallelujah, you realize they can't do a thing to me but bless me. On the King's Highway, everything that comes your way is a blessing. You just got to know how to receive it as a blessing. Hallelujah. Praise God. How do you know, Pastor? Because the word said in Romans 8:28, and you know that all things are working together toward the good of them that love God, for them that are called according to his purpose. So if it's working for my good, they can't do a thing to me but bless me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, God will, as the mind dancers told you, turn it around. Hallelujah. Whatever the evil deed the enemy put out toward me to crap me under, God's going to turn it to a blessing. Hallelujah. So they can't do a thing but bless me. I heard Matthew say in his writing, Jesus said it, blessed are ye when men shall revile you, and when they persecute you, and shall do all manner of evil against you falsely. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Hallelujah. So whatever they're doing, they're blessing you. When they're lying on you, they're blessing you. When they're criticizing you, they're blessing you. Whatever they're doing, it's a blessing. You ought to receive it as a blessing. Don't go away mad with a person. Don't give up on the person. But when you see them, you ought to hug them and say, thank God for you. Hallelujah. And that confuses the enemy because they realize they ain't been saying nothing good about you. Hallelujah. They ain't been trying to do anything good to you or good for you. And you blessing them by saying, thank God. Hallelujah. It's because they were doing everything they were doing, God turned it into a blessing. So we don't have nothing to worry about people. Amen. Pastor Barrett, will you stand, please? Now, Pastor Barrett is good, everybody knows that. But let's going to say here that Pastor Barrett was talking to somebody else and running me down. And then that person come and told me, when I came to see her, I said, thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory, hallelujah. I'm so glad to see you. Why am I doing that? She was blessing me. She increased my policy in heaven. Great is my reward in heaven. She just made my blessings in heaven more. So the more they do to you, the bigger your blessing's going to be. The more they will get you, the greater your reward going to be. The more they criticize you, the greater you going to be in God's sight. He's grooming you for the kingdom. So in order to walk on the king's highway, you got to realize that everything is a blessing. You got to know how to put a muzzle on your attitude. Bottle that tongue. Let the Holy Ghost do it for you. To get on the king's highway, you got to get in that straight and narrow way. You can't go to heaven with everybody doing it. So we'll say everybody's doing it. Everybody say, neighbor, everybody don't make it right. The only way is Christ's way. Love your enemy. If you can't love your enemy, you on the wrong road. You're not on the king's highway. You're on the road that leading to hell. Love your enemy. Pray for your enemy. And don't be praying that God take them out. You're definitely on the wrong road. You're going to ask God to bless them with the blessing they need, stand in need of. When you're on the right road, you can walk up the King Highway. But if you're on the broad way, you're not walking on the King's highway. Amen? All right. I'm glad you got the dancing in beforehand. Hallelujah. But you got to follow the signs. You got love, love, and love some more. You can't get tired of doing it. And you can't be afraid of going. Because on this highway, you are protected. On this highway, you're shielded. On this highway, signs and wonders will be taking place. On this highway, miracles will be taking place. And you need all of it because of everything that's going on against you. But you got to know that you know that God is turning it around. He is fixing it. All right, and he's fixing it for you. You don't have to fight. Okay? God didn't call you to fight. He called you to stand. And but in order to stand, you got to put on the whole armor of God. All right? And then there's stand. In other words, after you've done everything, standing. That is after you have got your helmet on and your breastplate on, the shoes on, the shield in your hand, the sword in your hand. After you've got all that, then stand. Don't stand out here and you left your shield. He said, don't forget above everything else. Make sure you don't leave your shield. Now you left the sword. You got the shield. You can make it better off. But if you left the shield, all your doubts gonna take over. And once you doubt it, you can't do it. What you're thinking determines how you act. Amen? What you're thinking determines what you're able to endure. You think I can't do it? Can't do it, you will not do. Because your mind has told you. And when your mind told you, and you believe what your mind said, you don't cry. But know that you got it in your grasp to believe God, everything he said. And he said, everything is possible unto them that believe. And when you ask, desiring something, ask God in prayer, believe it, and then you shall receive it. You don't have to see it to claim it. Your faith there. Get rest. Deny your desires and follow Jesus. And you remember, now remember, you're following Jesus. That means that he's taking care of everything before you get to it. So you got that hope, you got that faith. Knowing that the works is already done. All I got to do is follow through. Jesus in front of me. And everything's going to work out for me because Jesus is taking care of my enemies. And all I'm doing is following behind. Don't get up beside him and don't get ahead of him. But follow Jesus. And you know that Jesus is not going to lead you into the wrong thing. And whatever is wrong, before you get to it, Jesus got it first and put it to rest. But the enemy going to tell you, it's going out there. It's going to get you. And because he did fear into sin, you can't follow and walk on this highway with fear. Be not afraid. God is on your side, and we're quitting. Gospel and preaching, invitation is extended. There's someone here today that want to get on that King's Highway. As long as you're on the King's Highway, you are covered. If you're not saved today, you're not on the King's Highway. And perhaps you have been saved, and but somehow or another you took a side road. You might need of the Lord. Today our singers are singing. Your opportunity to come is now. You want joy, you want peace, you want love, you want compassion, whatever do you need and desire of the Lord is on the King's Highway.
Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Lord, whatever doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Quiet. I said again, Lord, whatever you're doing in, please don't do it without, no, Lord, don't do it without me. Lord, if you're healing, Lord, if you're healing, yes, sir. No, Lord, don't do it without. you're passing out blessings, Lord, when you're passing out, oh, here I am, don't do it without me, no, Lord, don't do it without me. Say it again, quiet. Lord, whatever, Lord, whatever you're doing it, oh Lord, tell the Lord, please, don't do it without me, no, no, Lord, don't do it without me, don't do it, Lord. Healing, Lord, don't do it. Oh, I need your blessings, Lord, don't do it. No, Lord, don't do it. One more time, Lord.